Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited. We have a brand new guest with us. Laura Husford is here with us talking to us about, oh my goodness, so many things, but the rising goddess within, as well as, you know, what that means, and awakening your powers of the divine feminine womb to rebirth your new reality. And, you know, I'm always talking about creating your reality, right? So rebirthing your new reality, the time is now, right? So I'm so excited that Laura is here with us today. And we're going to be talking about all sorts of stuff. What are we going to, there's just so much. I don't know how we're going to cover it all, but, you know, Laura's going to share some of her healing story since it's her first time with us on the show. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Grail mysteries, the lost feminine Holy Grail, and the connection with Mary Magdalene. We're going to be talking about, you know, an invitation from the divine Sophia Mother to embrace the power of your womb heart connection as your bridge to full empowerment and ascension, and so much more. And I'm excited because it's going to be a whole new conversation that we've not had on this show before. So, you know, that'll be fun. So for those of you who don't know Laura, Laura is becoming internationally recognized as a channel and emissary for the divine feminine Christ, including Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary, an emerging womb priestess, ceremonial frequency rebirther, a shamanic ordained minister, a master Akashic Records teacher, a light language channel, and an intuitive energy healer. And Laura is best known for guiding souls into embodying their authentic light to fully express their creative mastery and divine mission to create their heaven on the new earth, transforming our world from conflict and chaos to peace, joy, and abundance for all. So I'm so excited that Laura is here with us to talk to us about the divine feminine, about the divine feminine, you know, when awakening those powers within us to create our new reality. I think, you know, it's such an empowering subject and topic. So Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alaire. It's nice to be here today with you and your listeners. So thank you so much for having me, inviting me today. And I just so love to share the messages coming through from the Divine Mother about the Divine Feminine. And it's so exciting to be here on this time on the planet. And even with the challenges and the chaos that we're having, you know, we're actually seeing a lot of breakthroughs coming through and, you know, seeing more light coming to the planet. It's just so, so exciting. So thank you for having me today.
Awesome. Thank you. And you're right. You know, even though it can seem sometimes like a chaotic time, there is a lot of good stuff happening, you know, and I find that even, you know, in our community, there's a lot more people who are awakening to their own power, recognizing that there's more to life than, you know, waking up, going to work, coming home, you know, and that there's so much support that's available to us. Right. And so, I'm excited about, you know, to talk about that and so much more. So can you take us, you know, can you just talk to us a little bit about your story, how you started on the healing journey and the healing path, and how did that even start? Did you have a big, you know, awakening and epiphany? What happened?
I did. Thank you. I'll just share some of the highlights. You know, growing up here in the United States, having a kind of a typical, you know, American life, you know, growing up in the southeastern part, my parents were very steeped in religion here. And, you know, however, and I love going to church and I love being in community. And there was a lot of, you know, positive things about it. However, what bothered me as a teenager, and I remember walking home from church one day when I was around 13, asking the question, why do we have so much chaos and conflict in our world? And I would go to church and hear these messages of hope and love and things like that. But yet when I came home, my home wasn't peaceful. And had a very challenging kind of childhood of a lot of conflict. And I didn't have that inner peace within me. And that, I think, really is where my whole spiritual journey began. And then fast forward, you know, years, going through the years, I was married for 30 years. I have a beautiful daughter. However, I was working and had a successful career. However, there was something inside of me that wasn't fulfilled. I never felt fulfilled. And even though I had a lot of, you know, according to the material world or society, a lot of accomplishments, I still had this inner voice of conflict and chaos and repetitive negative thoughts. So, my journey started about 2001, getting in touch with my own intuitive gifts and going through, discovering about that. And then in 2008, I kind of got hit by the 2x4 a little bit, and I say that laughingly. And I ended up losing a job of 10 years, which kind of reset my path, and ended up leaving my marriage of 30 years and just really doing a complete 360 to begin a whole new path of really what I really came to the planet to do. So I will just say that, I had my challenges, but I was always totally supported, and I always felt divinely held by, the arms of the divine throughout the challenges. And, along my path, along my way, many people were helping me, employers and people who really didn't even know the details of my situation. However, here again was the divine showing up in many ways to support me and to let me know that, the divine had my back. And I think that's so important for all of us as we even move forward now into going forward into, some big changes that are headed our way, is that having that foundation that I had, which I was very grateful for, a spiritual practice and prayer, but also, this faith within me that I could call on and still call on today, that I will always be, supported, that I will always be taken care of, no matter what chaos, no matter what's going on around me. And I think that's a really important foundation for us as light workers and empaths and intuitives and healers to step into. And so this is what's kind of led me to somewhat about the work. And this is rather new work for me, this womb work. And I'll quickly share that, about 2 years ago, actually, a little bit more than 2 years ago, my guide started talking to me about going to France. And I didn't have it on my bucket list, to be quite honest with you. Ended up going to France in June 2017 with a friend. She had been on the pilgrimage to southern France, and she knew the site. She had been there and had some of the experiences. And so I was very much led to go there, and I had this beautiful sacred journey for 2 weeks of just being totally immersed in the beautiful energies of the Rennes-le-Château area. And what's so special about this particular area, it is considered one of the womb centers of the world. And the reason it's considered that is because of the geography of the hills and the mountains and even some of the buildings that kind of came together to create this beautiful womb carving in the earth that actually replicates a woman's sexual organs or our sexual anatomy, if you will. And then what makes it special is that the planet Venus tracks in the sacred geometry form of a pentagram. So every 18 months, Venus is tracking above this area and just focusing in and sending in these beautiful energies, the divine feminine of love. And so really people have been attracted to this area for a long, long time. And so in going there, I was starting to get reinitiated, if you will. I went through an entire initiation process, and I was actually getting my own divine feminine frequency reactivated there. And it was a beautiful sacred journey. And then sitting in a cave across from Rennes-le-Château, it's one of the caves they consider a Magdalene cave. There's Mary Magdalene energy there. There's elemental energy there. And then having a conversation there with Mary Magdalene and about my journey. And I was basically told that my first, part of my life was over and I was starting a whole new journey, and that part of this journey was now to step into a bigger role for the divine feminine and stepping out more into a leadership role, which I was totally kind of taken aback, honestly, with that. But I was totally, just feeling very, very blessed and feeling like that, yes, I could see and look back on my own journey of healing and all the avenues and the pathways and the teachers and the experiences had led to this particular event. So I came back all fired up and started to work with the divine feminine. And then since that time, I have been working with Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene very closely. And so that's how this work is now coming about. So because my focus has been Akashic Records, and that's still part of what I do, of course. However, they have asked me to kind of be a way shower, if you will, to begin to bring back some of the mysteries and the ancient practices, if you will, around the womb work, to bring back the knowledge of the womb shaman, the womb priestess, which is actually, as they've explained it to me, is part of the next kind of phase of our human evolution. And this is what was coming in so strongly, is that after years and years, which a lot of us as light workers have, we've been through our path, right, of, you know, working on our emotional, you know, our emotional body, our mental body, even our physical body, to heal all these patterns and opening our heart chakra. And then also, you know, also working with the mind to lift us up into the divine mind or the higher self, leading the ego, which has all been very much orchestrated as part of the divine plan. But what the message was that I was getting so clearly was that it wasn't enough. It wasn't going to be enough. And that in order for us to, for those of us, and of course there's no judgment around any of this, but for those of us who kind of have a contract with the divine to go all the way, if you will, to complete our ascension and step into our mastery of being rooted in the fifth dimension in our blueprint, then this is the next phase of our work, because the womb is carrying, it is, you know, it is the subconscious, it is the unconscious, it is the body, and it is carrying still a lot of wounds and trauma that are buried there that go way back thousands of years, even go beyond the earth. So now this whole message is coming in to help women to begin to heal our wombs, to be able to heal these patterns that have been repressed, you know, through our DNA, through our lineage, and begin to really open our womb up as a vessel for bringing in new light structures. So when these big, you know, these big massive energies that are coming into the planet right now that we're all feeling, right? And yes, they are impacting our body. But as women, and I think this is where, you know, I had a deeper knowledge and understanding, and even preparing for this show today, it kind of dawned on me, Alara, that, you know, we hear about women are leading the world, that we're leading the world, you know, to the healing, right? And I kind of, I think I've thought about that more on an intellectual note. However, today it really sank in very clearly that it's with our wombs that we are leading the world to healing. And it's through the healing of our own personal womb, because once we complete the healing of our personal womb, we can go even deeper into healing the patterns of the collective divine feminine womb. So this is where we are really going to be able to become those miracle makers, I call it, and light leaders, to, you know, begin to channel in these new light structures through our wombs to create heaven on earth. And that's where I'm being led and where I'm being guided. And so right now we're in this huge preparation stage, even though Mother Earth, you could say she's going through a dark night of the soul in a sense. But, you know, she's also purifying her womb, because of course the earth, Mother Earth, she has her womb deep in the core of the earth. And then we're connected to that through our own wombs, as we are connected to the collective womb. So all of this is working in tandem together in the really big picture, in that next phase of asking us to go deeper, to purify even more shadow, to completely step into, you know, the void, the black light of the cosmic mother. And that's, it's going to take that total transformation for those who want to do that, to be completely transformed out of the duality into the oneness.
Wow.
yeah. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, it's amazing. And it's like, as you're talking, you know, I'm like, stuff is coming up for me. So it's like, oh crap. know? Right.
Well, yeah, I guess warning, you know, because my womb has been so activated now from, you know, with my journeys to France. And that's how we heal each other as women. We come together in the circles, and our wombs are actually speaking to the other wombs, and we're actually triggering each other or helping each other to bring up what's not healed. Mm-hmm. And that's all by beautiful divine design. So, you know, and as I'm speaking, I'm transmitting right now to you and to everyone on the call, this divine feminine frequency through Mary Magdalene. And she's already here in the space as well, mm-hmm. as Mother Mary. So, you may get activated or triggered. We're going to do a meditation in a little while, but, you know, just sit back and breathe and relax and, you know, sip on some water and just know that, you know, you're just held and you're just so held in such a beautiful, loving space by Divine Mother. And I'll just bring in the violet light now just to bring into everyone around so that you can work with it to clear and cleanse and transform whatever's coming up. So you can just sit back and relax and enjoy.
Yes. You know, when I was creating the special offer page and doing all that stuff, you know, it's like I wasn't like focusing, you know, on anything other than let me get this done, right? And now you're talking about the womb and the womb and the womb and the womb. I'm like, oh crap, because you know, and you know, so yes, sometimes there is suppressed stuff there from this lifetime, but yes, many, many, many lifetimes, you know, of stuff that's in our DNA, right? That we are still have not cleared, maybe, right? Or there might just be remnants left that are still there, right?
Right.
So for some of, I'm just going to just point out for some of you, if stuff is coming up, you know, breathe into it, you know, be willing to let it go, be willing to work through it, breathe, drink water, like Laura said, but try and be present. Try and be present. Don't run away, you know? Yeah. Don't check out. Okay. So that's my challenge too. Don't check out. Just be here, be present and be willing to let it go a little bit more. You know, it's okay. This is a safe space for you. This is a healing space for you, mm-hmm. you know, so it'll be okay.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm feeling some grace coming into the circle as well now. So just, you know, allow yourself to just relax and be open and receive and just, you know, just kind of like you're setting such a great example, Lara. I love your laugh and your humor and then bring some lightness into it, you know, because, you know, it will pass. It will pass. You know, we continue to work through, you know, whatever's coming up, but we can work through it with lightness and grace and love, and we don't have to get so serious about it anymore. And the wonderful news is this, with these beautiful energies coming in, that it can happen and shift us very quickly. So,
and the reason, the reason why I said, don't check out, stay here, don't check out, because I found myself, my mind checking out. It's like, oh yeah, I don't want to deal with this. You know, it's like, no, let's not go there today.
Well, yes, absolutely. You know, and that's a very human, we're human too. I mean, we're human. And I think that's important to honor that, to honor when that comes up and to acknowledge that so that we can then, as we do that, then we tend not to go into denial or go back into suppression, right? We can then come back and we can take a pause and we can say, okay, it's okay. I'm still human.
Exactly. I'm still human. And you know, I still have stuff that I'm working through, right?
Absolutely.
So, I don't know what you wanted to talk on first, but I love anything to do with Mary Magdalene. I love anything to do with the Grail Mysteries. I, you know, just, you know, when you were talking about the South of France, just like, you know, like, yeah, I'm very connected to all of that as well myself. So it's like, yeah, let's talk about that, you know, because I always find that kind of stuff interesting and exciting. And at the same time, you know, if we talk sometimes around the issue, you know, it'll help to kind of not make us skittish, you know?
Right. Exactly. So you cut out just a little bit there. You wanted to know more about Mary Magdalene.
And the Grail Mysteries.
The Grail Mysteries. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that. So, you may have heard about the Grail Mysteries and the connection with Mary Magdalene. The womb mysteries are often symbolized by legends of sacred feminine vessel that contains the essence of life and the renewal of mortality. So the grail, the whole grail symbolism spoke of this magical chalice, if you will, with the power to inspire and enchant, particularly knights, you know, who are chasing after the grail, right? We heard about the Templar knights and who were in the south of France as well. And so these stories, you know, we've studied these stories for a long time, but the grail legends and the stories of even the Isle of Avalon and the Ladies of the Lake are also part of the grail mythology, not just in southern France. But, you know, the whole thing with Mary Magdalene is it really started for her back with the Nathanael religion that goes back. So, you know, the Mary Magdalene energy is the energy of creation. It is the fire of creation. And so, really what happened was that she was connected with this Neanderthal religion that goes way, way back, way, you know, back more than 5,000 years ago. And so she and actually Mother Mary were actually the ones who kind of kept this, you know, this whole kind of religion going, if you will, this prehistoric religion. And they kept it alive through myth and through art. So when you see the symbols MM or you see the symbols V, those are actually two of the symbols that are really ancient, going all the way back to this Neanderthal type of Holy Grail religion in these symbols. So they actually, you know, kind of restored this and kept it going, it was interesting because it actually started showing up in the churches, especially the Roman Catholic Church, the symbolism. So it's interesting because the game that we're all playing, there are certain rules in a sense that they can't really hide the truth from us. And so the truth was kind of kept alive, even though the divine feminine was greatly suppressed and went underground for thousands of years. She was still showing up through the symbols. Even in the Catholic Church. For example, even in Notre Dame, one of the things that survived the fire was the beautiful rose glass circular window. And so I thought that was just so awesome that is showing the strength of the divine feminine, that even though she's been suppressed for many thousands of years and had to go underground, that she still is here. She's still here and cannot be snuffed out. She can never be snuffed out. So Mary Magdalene, in a sense, became the torchbearer for the earthly feminine tradition. She was kind of versed in the ways of, you know, having gone through the temple of Isis, and was a priestess, herself. I think she was started when she was very, very young, and was sent to the temple of Isis to study and become one of those priestesses, you know, trained in the ways of the womb and the body and sexuality. And so, you know, but she was also a very powerful woman who owned her sexuality. She owned her womb powers. And this was, you know, in part why the church condemned her as a prostitute, because she actually had awakened these powers, which is, you know, part of her contract and part of her, where she was able to actually help Jesus or Yeshua come together in the Tantra to be able to enlighten him, to help him reach enlightenment, to do what he came to do. So she was actually part of what was called the Red Priestess pathway. And so that's why we do see her. A lot of times you'll see her in pictures, she'll be wearing the red dress, right? Whereas Mother Mary will be wearing the blue. But these grail womb legends from Neanderthal womb religion, they were also in the Celtic, the Egyptian, you know, they were actually practiced by the priestesses. But the sexual symbology was inseparable from religious symbology. Sex was considered sacred. So sex and birth and death and personal transformation and the shamanic journeys and all of these alchemical acts of merging into oneness consciousness, they all took place through the yoni womb. That was the practice that they learned and kept alive. However, it you know, even though it went dormant, it was kept alive through, you know, as well, the Isis mystery schools. So Mary Magdalene, you know, became well known for that as kind of the leader of that, because she she is, you know, her energy is the original creation energy. It holds the sacred codes of creation. And every woman carries these codes of light within their womb, called what are considered the Grail mysteries. And so it's interesting because I had received a message about when I was preparing for this show that I thought was interesting and kind of parallel to some of the research I did, that the saints and sages were aware of this, and they even knew how to get into the void, into the black light, into the void. Some of them knew how to do that. They had the powers. They knew the hidden powers of the Grail mysteries were held within every woman's womb. And some of them sought to harness this power and to try to hold it and control it, and to use it for personal gain, to use its secrets, because they didn't have pure intentions. And so that's where the Grail mysteries became suppressed. They went underground because they couldn't be captured, or they couldn't be, you know, it couldn't be risked. They went into the hands of those that didn't have pure intentions. But it was kind of surprising to me, and maybe it's not shocking, but, you know, that there were some holy men who were trying to actually use these Grail codes, you know, these secrets of the womb for their own, you know, personal, you know, purposes. So these, you know, these ancient mysteries went underground and were suppressed, but of course they were never going to be, you know, suppressed forever. That was never the divine plan. And so Mary Magdalene, even though it's been 2,000 years ago since she was actually walked on the earth, she was the last, you know, priestess who kind of knew the mysteries and who actually, you know, used the Grail codes and activated the Grail codes, as part of her practice, you know, while she was here. So, and that's beginning to come back now. That's beginning to come back on the planet. And that was one of the things I was shown while I was in France, that I was made very much aware that all of this was going to rise up again. And that the, you know, we, of course, women, you know, are leading the way, as we were talking about, to begin to activate, to heal our wombs and activate these sacred codes of light within us and actually bring back, you know, the womb shamans, the womb priestesses, so we can help other women to birth these codes of light within their womb, because these codes of light are sacred creation codes. And these sacred creation codes are here to help us to rebirth this new heaven on earth. So there is a connection that I'm not going to get into today, but there is a connection with, you know, the planetary grids of light, and all of these, you know, higher frequencies are coming in, and plasma light waves that are now, also, you know, reigniting the crystalline codes, if you will, into, or the elemental energies, into the grid. But, you know, we're part of that grid matrix, and our womb is part of that grid matrix. And so that's how, it's been, you know, or as I understand it, the goddess is rising within us, literally rising within the planet through those grids of light, and also rising within our own personal grids. That's not an area that I'm not as well versed in, but so I'll keep on point here with this. But you know, really, the feminine consciousness is a realm that is very mysterious. It's not something you can go to with your linear brain, right? It's something that you just have to it's to be experienced.
Yeah.
You can't really grasp it. It's just through experiences, and so
and it's more subtle, and then it's much more intuitive, isn't it?
More intuitive, much more subtle. A way that I'll try to describe it and experience it again is through my own experiences in France. The best way that I can share it so that everyone can kind of understand is that it takes you to another world. It takes you, when you have this experience with the womb and with the divine feminine, it takes you beyond this 3D consciousness. It takes you into another realm of other dimensions. And so that's where the mystical part comes in. That's where it gets very personal for each person. Like, you know, sitting in a cave, and I was having a 45-minute discussion and being shown movies and visions of what was to come on the earth. I was taken back to creation and shown, you know, when I first came in and started incarnate on this planet, and then how everything in the future that the Divine Mother was coming back to, not to destroy us, you know, this is not a fear-based thing, but to come back to rebirth us, to rebirth us into the golden age, rebirth us into the heaven on earth. Even though there was going to be a lot of change and chaos on the planet, along with it, because we're in the birthing canal, you know, we're being birthed. But that, you know, there was very much, it was not really a mistake, was I think the other key message I wanted to share, that I know there were some, you know, beliefs out there, which is totally fine, that, you know, the earth is a schoolhouse. You know, we came here, we volunteered to come here to participate in the dense energy, to play in the dense energies. We came here to learn. We came here to learn, even though, you know, some lessons can be very hard and very difficult and challenging about pain and suffering. Yes. Mm-hmm. However, how would you ever experience that in heaven if everything was always perfect? You wouldn't know, right? And so really the fall of the divine feminine was really told, you know, thousands of years ago. There was, you know, 26,000 whatever years ago, the divine feminine was leading the way, you know, she was leading the way, and, but she was leading the way more in equality and a more equal balance with the masculine. The masculine was kind of like her king and she was the queen. But then, you know, the whole imbalance started happening and the divine feminine, it started to become, our whole society started to change and become imbalanced. But that wasn't a mistake. That was part of the divine plans, you know, to let the male come in and to have his experience of moving into a shadow. Okay. So moving into a shadow place, coming out of and forgetting that he was divine. And then also the feminine having to go underground, and then now that all coming back around 360 degrees, so now we're going to come back into this new place of bringing forth the healing so we can come back into a balance of the sacred marriage, hierogamous, of the sacred feminine and sacred masculine. So I don't know, that may be a lot to take in, a big concept.
It is, you know? It is a big concept, but it's also about, you know, it's also about you looking at yourself and asking yourself, okay, what, how am I? Am I more masculine? Am I more feminine? What energies am I working with? Am I allowing the feminine to work through me or not? Or am I just pushing, you know, pushing energy, which is mostly masculine. So are you allowing the intuitive divine feminine energies to work through you? I know for myself, I was not very intuitive, I don't think, you know, or maybe I was, but I suppressed that part a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And until just a few years ago when the divine feminine, the divine mother started to flow through me and work through me. And so, but she has avoided the womb. She's been gentle with me, so.
Yeah, yes. And, you know, that's great, a great lead-in, because I know for myself, I was 35 years in the corporate world, and in order to survive in that corporate world, you know, we had to survive, you know, even though our feminine was there, it may have been suppressed, but we were doing it in a way to kind of, you know, still keep her alive when it was time to come forth and to come out and to do the healing. Everything was in divine right timing. So I totally understand what you're talking about, because it's taken me, after leaving corporate America 3 years ago, you know, I'm still unwinding, I'm still undoing all those ingrained patterns of pushing and forcing and producing and, you know, doing and more and more and more and bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, just, I mean, we'll run you in the ground literally. And so a lot of the healing to get back to the balance of the feminine and the masculine is to reverse all that pattern and conditioning, right? And to begin to slow down and to begin to be able to open and be still to receiving these beautiful energies, these nurturing energies that Divine Mother wants to bring to us. And that is exactly what she's going to bring to us. And that's exactly what I was shown in France, is that these energies are going to practically bring us to our knees. because they are going to continue to intensify. And even though they're going to take away the 3D world, you know, our 3D material world, which has to be kind of brought down so we can rebuild, that it's all being done through grace and through ease and through love, and that we as, you know, personal co-creators, you know, we have a choice. We can either open and receive and let go of control, you know, and just receive and allow the healing to come in and through us, and our life will be a lot easier when we surrender to the flow and not not go in resistance as best we can. But for those who remain in resistance, they're going to have a tough time. You know, it's not going to be an easy roller coaster ride for them. And so, because it is going to literally change our planet. And, you know, I don't even think probably, 20, 25 years from now, we're going to even recognize the planet, you know, as far as what we have now. And again, I'm not saying that to induce fear. I'm just saying that, you know, we will be bridging into the new world at that point. And I think that we're going to be, you know, seeing a lot more anchoring of peace in the world, which I know with working through Saint Germain, that peace grid has already been anchored into the planet. It's going to continue to grow through the empathic connection of our hearts through the light workers. So even though you're there in Austria and I'm here in the United States and all of your community is wherever, all of us light workers, we have this huge, beautiful light matrix that we're putting together on the planet right now with Mother Earth. I mean, we are anchoring it in through our bodies. You know, we're anchoring it in through our bodies and our wombs. Mm. And it's the womb power that is the most powerful place as women that we can move into. And that's where I've been led to go next. So having opened the heart, having, you know, done all this healing, the next part of the journey for me to step fully into my power as a woman so that I can open up enough, you know, space within my womb to bring through these huge, you know, massive quantities of energy, literally, to bring them through me, is to open up the power between the heart and the womb and the womb and the heart. So
I'm whining because, like, oh my god, I know it's important, and I'm feeling it, and I'm like sensing that yeah. is the next step too. But it's like there's fear yeah. there, right? There's fear there because of the trauma. Like, we'll say, well, you know, let's be blunt, right, guys? The trauma, yeah.
the trauma. Yes,
you know, some of us have experienced a lot of trauma, and you know, it hasn't been easy. So why would I want to go yeah. back to that? Why would I want to, anyway, but I know about healing and how that works, and we're not actually going back. But there was a question from Caroline I just wanted to uh-huh. address really quickly, because okay. in case somebody else might have that too. And, you know, it was like, so she was talking about, explain resistance, please, because you talked about resistance. So mm-hmm. she's asking, does that mean not listening to intuition, not doing healing work? So I mean, is resistance those who are not doing their healing work, right? So what do you mean by that?
Yeah, resistance is our egoic resistance. I'm talking about mostly our egoic resistance of suppressing our emotions, of yeah. going into denial. It could be refusing to do our, you know, recognizing that we need to do work on ourselves, you know, and consistently playing the blame game or being in the victim codependent triangle. It could be any and all of that. I mean, there are some people who are still in 3D energies who are not meant to move forward in the 5D energies. And I'm not saying that in a harsh way. I'm only saying that is part of my own understanding of truth, because not everybody could shift at once to the fifth dimension. We had to have people who were anchoring in the third dimension and keeping the stability of the planet, in a sense, the stability of everything, while others, you know, light workers, empaths, were the first to move over the bridge. And again, there's no judgment on any of this, because if you leave your body, let's say you're not contracted to stay through to the ascension, and you leave your body and go back, you're still going to be participating in the ascension. You'll just be participating it without a body. Mm-hmm. So because this ascension event is a cosmic event, it's not just an event for the earth. This is a huge cosmic event that is impacting heavens and you know, the solar system, the galaxy. So hopefully that explains a little bit about resistance.
Yeah, I mean, like you know, on a small level, you know, when I said at the very beginning of the call, it's like, oh my God, stuff is coming up for me. I don't want to go there. That's resistance, right?
Yes.
But I was being very light about it because yes. I know that when, you know, when I need to, I'm not going to go through during this call, to be honest, right? But when it's time to do it, I will do it, right? I'll go through it, right? So there won't be any resistance then. It's just like, yeah, I don't want to break down in front of like people in that which is then going to be on YouTube and blah blah blah. So it's like, you know,
right. Well, and let's also throw in there too that resistance is not bad. Okay, I don't want people to think that resistance is bad or that there's any right or wrong, because then you're going into judgment land.
Right.
Resistance is almost like, I use the word markers now because I started discovering this new word that my Akashic guides brought in. They said call it markers, because even using the word resistance can trigger people now, mm-hmm. because I think, you know, it's so ingrained out there. And so we want to be gentle with ourselves. And this is part of what the Divine Mother is bringing into you. And this is part of what she's here to help us to step into, is even though we may have some more work to do, that we can do it in a different way. We can do it without beating ourselves over the head. We can do it, you know, with just, okay, you know, it's just another step. It's just another step. And there's no forcing and there's no pushing or pressuring with the Divine Feminine. And she doesn't want us to approach things that way. In fact, when we can open our field and we can just surrender and let go of the reins, which releases the resistance, then we can be healed through grace and love. Now feel into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feel how different that is, right?
I like that.
Yeah, me too. And so that is what I'm working on bringing through in womb healing. And so just recently, I started to do hands-on work again. To be quite honest, I hadn't done it in years. I was led to do it. Part of that was to prepare me for the womb work that I'm going to be doing with women, one-on-one and in circles. And hopefully, I'm really hoping that I'll be able to do it online for mm-hmm. my clients. And so it's a womb reading, whatever you want to call it. So I've been, you know, playing with this, experimenting with this, and, you know, and in circle too, because when you have women come together in circles, and then, you know, when two or more gather together and one person can shift, everybody can receive that healing, right? Mm-hmm. But the unity and the strength and the power and the wisdom to come together in a circle of 12, and there's a magical number, 12, which, you know, 1 and 2 is 3, which is the Trinity, the divine. That is I think, how we're going to do it, Alaire. I think that's how we're going to help each other so that we're not having to feel like we have to heal alone.
Right.
You know, even with another person helping us, that I do feel like these circles are coming back to help women, all women, to heal together in a safe, loving, nurturing environment. It will be like setting up a sacred container, a womb, you know, for the healing to happen. And that's what I've been, you know, guided to do with Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary.
I think it's really important. I think this is something that is really needed at this time as well, you know?
Yes.
And,
it is
in a gentle way, you know, and, with no judgment, you know, but I don't know. I just feel like right now there's a lot of women who are still quite tender, I'm going to say, and quite sensitive, and, mm-hmm. but who are starting to, you know, say, you know, enough, no more. And that's not, I'm not mm-hmm. letting that stop me anymore. I'm not letting that be my story anymore. Right.
Yes. And yes. And you know, go ahead.
I don't think this is, you know, this is definitely not my work, but it's something that I think that, you know, when you start to do it, you know, on a bigger scale and with more and more people, I think it's going to be really important and really, this is going to change the face of the planet, you know?
I think so. And I'm certainly not the only one doing this work out there. There are other women, beautiful women, who've been doing it. And I think it's just been something we haven't really heard about, you know, so much because it had to be suppressed. Yeah. But now we can come back. Now it's safe to come back. And I think that as we do this work together and we bring back the circles together to help each other, to hold each other up, to recognize our beauty and our strength and our wisdom. And also that it's bringing in the energy collaboration, mm-hmm. That, you know, and then that's stepping into abundance. I mean, I feel that, you know, there's no competition and there's no reason to step into competition. That was just part of a training and a conditioning that we stepped into as women to survive. Mm-hmm. And so that competition, you know, as we know, comes from the ego. And so now I really feel like that as more women can step into what I call their goddess self without apology, right? We can step into anchoring in our own divine feminine frequency and beginning to embody and activate those sacred codes of light. That is going to be a game changer for that woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is going to be an absolute game changer. I know because it happened to me. Yeah. And in a good way. I'm saying that in a wonderful way. I'll share a recent example of the power of the womb. And this was something that kind of caught me by surprise. And I want to share it with you as an example, only so you have something to as a reference point. So for 2 years, I knew I was going to sell my home. For 2 years, I knew I was going to be leaving my home. And I love my home. It was comfortable. I, you know, cultivated the energy there. And so last June, almost a year ago now, on the solstice, right after the solstice, one day I just was in my house and I started to have a Kundalini awakening. It was very powerful. It was a awakening through my womb. And I knew what it was when it hit me. And I just knew it. It was just something. It was an experience that I had never had. But it was, you know, how you just recognize those things, you know, that come back. And so I had that powerful experience, and that energy that came forward helped me to move me through a difficult period for the next few months. It gave me the energy. It gave me the courage. It gave me the, really the loving energy that I needed to sell my home. And so within a couple of days I listed it, I sold my home. Kind of went through a difficult move and closing, and then moved into an apartment, went to France, came back, moved again. But, you know, the thing is that, and it was, you know, a period of loss. You know, whenever you sell your home, there is a grieving and a loss to it. But I also knew inside that that was a gift from Divine Mother, because she gave me the grace to move through that with more grace and to work through the loss and the grief so that I could open up to and rebirth a whole new reality, a whole new life, and a whole new consciousness. So it was really a gift. But that's just the power of, that's just one example of how the power of your womb is working in your life. It could be many different examples that women are having, but I think that now that we're beginning to recognize the gift of the womb and the power of the womb, and I think that's really important too.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm reading the comments in the chat, you know, and seeing all these people that are going to be, are doing, you know, circles in the near future, working with women and, you know, now, you know, mm-hmm. So, you know, they're stepping up, you know, they're yes. They're helping, they're doing what they're going to do. And, you know, and then I wrote in here, I think I'm in resistance. That is why I said, this is not my work. Wow. You know,
That's perfectly fine. Yeah, because it isn't everybody's work.
I don't think it's mine. I just, you know, and it's not just the because of the trauma and the blah blah blah. But I don't know. It's like I'm in resistance. So it's like I know there's gonna be healing for me happening in the next couple of days.
Okay, beautiful.
You know,
beautiful.
There's going to be like energy moving and shifting and, you know, new awarenesses coming through. And, you know, because I already work with the Divine Mother, right? I work with Mary Magdalene. I work with Mother Mary. I work with the Indian goddesses and everything. And, but, you know, that one part, you know, we've like kept it at bay.
Yes. Yes, we have. But, you know, I don't think it was time. I don't think it was time until now, you know, that we weren't ready. We weren't ready to reach as part of our journey, right, into this next opening.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very excited about it. I mean, you know, it is a wild piece. I mean, the wild feminine, the sacred feminine, you know, going into the void, going into, you know, the dark light is an unknown mystery. It is something that is not controllable. However, you know, I believe in ease and grace, and I constantly include that in my prayer. Oh, Divine Mother, please allow me to go through the channel with ease and grace and love and nurturing, you know.
Let's bring some ease and grace right now. Just
exactly.
Because I mean, I know I'm feeling it, and, you know, maybe there's others who are also, like, you know, saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Right. So let's just bring in some more ease and grace.
Okay. Let's do that right now. Absolutely. So, So what other questions or where do you want to go talk about next?
Yeah, so I did forget, or maybe not, but if you guys have questions, you can raise your hand, right? Or you can write your question in the chat. Or if you're brave, you can just unmute yourself as well. Mm-hmm. So I saw, Melissa said, this is such a key to my chaos and struggle. The safety is such key, so many lives of trying to bring forward blueprints and being harmed, working for Earth and always feeling first the processes, right? Because we ourselves have to feel it first before we can actually, you know, share it fully, right? I think,
right.
You know, we have to go through it. I feel like we have to have the experience before we can share that with others. Oh, we have questions. Hold on one second.
Okay.
I'm just going to just go back and reading if there's anything else. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 1014. Somebody calling in from, like, Europe? Go ahead. I'm going to unmute you. Go ahead. Where are you? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Maria.
Oh, I thought
I have worked with Laura before.
Awesome. Oh. Hi, Maria. Awesome.
Hi, Maria.
Hi. Oh, such a pleasure to listen to you again.
Thank you. Glad you're here.
Yes. It was a coincidence, but I'm really happy. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yes. I have a lot of mid-back pain, and I have done so much, but it still persists. What could be my soul's issue there?
Do you feel like that you have a lack of support in the physical world?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. All the time.
Yeah. So as women, you know, because we still today in the conditioning of our society and in our roles, we tend to carry a lot of the load, right, for the families, for, you know, we may be working full time and we may have children or we may have parents that we're, mm-hmm. you know, taking care of. And we're still kind of the ones who are bearing most of this, you know, because of the equilibrium right now and the imbalance on the planet, the energies have not, you know, swung back, you know. So, I mean, and it's not to say, I'm not making that as a generalized statement across all families, because I do see there are families with men who are stepping up and stepping in more into a role of, you know, equality in the family. I see that a lot. However, if you are feeling like you're not receiving enough support on the physical world, I can share with you what you can do is you can go in and pray to Divine Mother, pray to, you know, bring in your highest guides, and begin to explore where you're not supporting yourself inside of you, because everything is inside out. So whenever we're feeling not supported on the physical world, it's because we're not somewhere inside of us supporting ourselves. And so you want to go in and do a little bit of shadow work around, or, you know, just be curious about, where is that showing up inside of me? You know, and just sit in prayer and stillness and meditation, or take a walk and just get really one with, and open up to the womb and speak with your womb, lay your hands on your womb and begin to, ask her to show you, you know, talk with your womb. She'll show you where that is. Where is that weakness? Where is that separation, that you're sensitive to, that you're, you know, you're getting into. It's rising up to the consciousness to be cleared and to be integrated. So, you know, just sit and with your womb and talk with her and get to know her. Say, where is it that I can support you more? Where can we work together? Where can we come into alignment together? You know, what can I do to support you, know, to support you more and to love you more, so that you can in return support me more? And it is really about a partnership. So, does that make sense?
Yes, yes. You know, the only time I have a lot of issues with my womb, with my uterus, and the only time I talk to my womb or she talks back to me is when I have my moon cycle. I refuse to take painkillers, but I have such excruciating pain, and that's the only time I talk to her. And I kept asking myself, so how can I talk to you? Because the rest of the month, you don't see anything. So this is great. Thank you so much.
That's brilliant. Okay. Ask and you shall receive, right? You were asking and now Laura just told you how to talk, right? That's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. And let me also say on that quick note too, that when you have a painful menstrual cycle, that is an indicator of unhealed wounds and trauma in there. So, you know, sit with that, journal with that, seek out some womb practices, you know, that you can do to help you to pinpoint where those patterns are, or, you know, those traumas, those relationships that are not healthy for you, that are not serving you. Or, you know, you can consider having a session with me and we can also, you know, look at that.
Yes,
as well.
Yes, we've had a few sessions, but we never looked at this. So, yes.
That's true. We didn't. It wasn't time yet for me to do those sessions.
Yes.
So.
Yes. I'm like, wow, the topic's totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome. Thank you, Maria. That was a great question. And
yeah.
So just along that, but I'm going to go to another question in a second, but just along that, Caroline is asking, is hot flashes menopause unresolved patterns?
Yes, it can be also unresolved patterns. Those are more symptoms of unresolved patterns as well. Absolutely. Because, again, we're not meant to have that. We're not meant to have those patterns. And that is probably an indicator of the endocrine system as well. And I would look at the imbalances in the endocrine system and what pattern is playing out there as has materialized in the endocrine system and is showing up in those symptoms. And so, again, just sit with the womb, place your hands on the womb, begin to speak with her and have her to begin to reveal and show you. Is there a belief, is, you know, repressed belief, an unhealthy belief? Is there, it could be a relationship. It could be a trauma in there. It could be any of those things that just begin to get curious about it. And then, you know, seek out an assistance of a healer if you need to help you with that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I just want to give a shout out to Melissa really quickly. So, Melissa, thank you so much for sharing about Ben. I'm so happy for you, because I know in other calls, you know, it's been more of a difficult topic for you, but this is the first time that I've seen you, you know, it's like pride and so much love for your son, and I just wanted to acknowledge you for that. So thank you, okay, for sharing that with us. Thank you. So I just wanted to, because, you know, Melissa's been on other calls, and I just have to share that really quickly. All right, we're going to go to the iPhone. Somebody has their hand raised iPhone. I'm going to unmute you. Hello?
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Who's this?
Hi, Laura. This is Diana.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
Hi, dear. Just checking in to see how am I doing, but I want to first make some comments on things that the two previous callers brought up. The first caller I know only too well, the dysmenorrhea. We were talking about this last week. And the only advice I'll give to her, what might help alleviate it for her. Now, I was looking forward to menopause when I went through 40 years of that dysmenorrhea. I'll give you a hint, try it, it might work. I just naturally, nobody suggested me black licorice. It might ease the discomfort. Mm-hmm. And if you tend towards constipation, do a cleanse. it might ease the discomfort for you. With the second caller, it's like she was talking about, the menopause. Dr. Christiane Northrup, in her book, Women's Wisdom, Women's Bodies, she said, if you don't resolve your issues by the time you reach menopause, it is going to hit you. Mm-hmm. And I would say the worst month cycle I ever had was just before 9/11. I was in tears. I was absolutely in tears. And it was like, we were talking last week, Laura, that it's like very often you're taking on not just your stuff, but if you're empathetic, you're taking on from the world and you're processing it and then giving it back to Mother Earth. But yes, I so totally agree that that is, you are helping heal the world. Women are helping heal the world, so much so. So anyway, back to me. I hadn't cried in over a week. And when the call started, I started crying again about my situation. And I'm just asking just more time to clear my stuff, to relocate. That's all I'm asking. They're pushing me very hard. I will find out tomorrow exactly what their expectations are. And I was surprised that I called a family friend that I've known for over 30 years. He's an attorney, and he told me I can't help you. None at all, not even a little bit. So another friend of mine said, contact this site, see if you can come up with somebody. And ironically, one of my attorneys called a few minutes ago, and I had to put him on go to voicemail because this is far too more important. Not that he's not important, but this is more important. So I'm telling everybody, put out the intention for me. Just give me at least a month. We're trying to get through this as fast as we can because it's an issue of money too.
Right, right. I understand. Okay, sweetie. Well, just take a deep breath, okay? Just take a deep breath right now. And
I know that quote that you put up, one of those quotes you put up today and gone, wonder if she's talking about me. Up on Facebook.
No, not anything personal, no.
No, but it's true. There was wisdom in it for me. It's like, get pushed to move.
Yeah. Well, just take a deep breath right now, and I just want you to just release, and open your heart. Just open your heart. Just really just relax into where you're sitting. Feel your feet flat on the floor. Okay, I'm just going to send in some beautiful gold energy now, just in and around you, that energy of ascension and abundance. Come in and let it fill you up from head to toe. Just take it into every cell. I just want you to receive. I just want you to receive, okay? Can you just say, I'm open to receiving?
I'm open to receiving.
What is for my highest good?
What is for my highest good?
With ease and grace and love.
With ease and grace and love.
And I trust.
And I trust.
In the divine source.
In the divine source.
In the Holy Sophia of God.
In the Holy Sophia of God.
Who loves me unconditionally.
Who loves me unconditionally.
And is always there for me.
And is always there for me.
So be it. So it is. Amen. So just take a deep breath and receive that light of the Holy Spirit. Open up your crown chakra. Receive that coming down into your body, into every cell and every space in between. Just turning on more light. Your light is your support. Your light is your abundance. So we're just going to open that up to receive more of your light. And then just open up the root chakra. Just allow all that dense energy of those conversations, those expectations to be released out the root chakra. Send them back down deep into Mother Earth to be recycled. You don't need to hang on to those things anymore. Okay, no criticism, no abrasiveness, no harshness. None of those energies are yours. They don't belong to you. They're not yours. You just let them go to be recycled into Mother Earth. I'm bringing in the violet flame to help you to release, clear, and cleanse your aura, your body, your mental, physical, spiritual, etheric. Breathing in, just relax, keep relaxing, keep breathing. There you go. There you go. Just letting it all go. You don't need to carry the weight of the world on your back. It's not yours to carry. Take another deep breath in, filling those lungs up, seeing your lungs expand down into the second chakra, really filling up with beautiful energy of peace and love. On the inhale and then on the exhale, just exhaling out all that dense energy, all that fear. Beautiful. Do it one more time. Breathing in really deeply, as deep as you can. Then exhaling out. Let it go. Okay, now I'm seeing the doves of the Holy Spirit come in. You're sitting on each side of your shoulder, bringing you some grace and some ease and some love, okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
You feel that peace in your heart?
Yes.
I want you to hang on to that feeling, sweetheart, okay? That's who you really are, darling. That's who you really are. That's who you are. Nothing can take that away from you. No one can take it from you. That's who you are. Okay? I want you to keep coming back to this and breathing in every time you get anxious. Okay? Come back to this place and space and mark that feeling deep inside. Your beautiful light is going to carry you forward and everything is going to be okay. Okay, darling?
I know, and I just want to say two things. I often remind myself, this too shall pass, because it's just...
Yes, it will.
It's just transitory. It's, as in the Buddha's saying, it's just impermanence. And, you know, it's not real. And
not
everything
real.
Will be okay. Yeah.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. I'm just asking for a little bit of energy and allowance to clean up after myself.
You got it. This is going to keep working in your field. It's going to keep working in your field for the next several days. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I'm sending you lots
Thank
of love
you.
And hugs. Okay.
Yes.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so, you know, if you were also willing to receive, you could receive what she just received as well, right? Right now, what Laura just transmitted to all of us. It's available to all of us, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So, I just want to take a minute and take a deep breath, everyone, for a second.
Good idea.
To take a deep breath. All right. So, I don't know where we're going at the moment, but let's take we're going to take some more questions and we're going to do some other stuff. I know there's a process we're going to do or meditation or something we're going to do. So we'll see what actually happens, you know, but I just want to take a moment and talk about the special offer because we're at the top of the hour beyond. So I would like to talk about that for a few minutes. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. For those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Laura. Okay. And so Laura has two special offers that she has bringing to us today, package A and B. Package A is $88 and package B is $177. And yes, there are two payment plans available. All right, Laura, so you want to talk to us about these two packages?
Sure. On package A, and I haven't got it up exactly in front of me, but I think I'm good on it. It's a four-week masterclass. It's an introductory class to the Divine Feminine. Each week you will listen to about a 90-minute audio. And you'll work with a divine feminine goddess. So the week one, you'll be working with Mary Magdalene on receiving unconditional love and learning about unconditional love. And so
there we go.
I have channeled messages in each week from each of the goddesses. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. And then you also will receive a PDF. So you'll receive, listen to the class. And then during that week, you'll be working with that energy of that goddess and also working through some questions that I have. So you'll create an altar. And that's in one of the bonuses is how to set up a sacred altar. And then week two, you work with the beautiful energies of Kuan Yin around forgiveness and releasing any judgment. I have about a 20-minute channeled prayer meditation with a healing frequency audio to help you through that process. It's a beautiful process because I did this class when I came back from France, like in 3 weeks. So it has a lot of powerful energy in it. And then on week three, you'll work with Green Tara on about delegating by asking others to help you. So it's about resetting healthy boundaries and resetting balance in your life. Very important for us women, I think. And then on week four, you'll work with the beautiful energy of Mother Mary, working with Expect a Miracle. And so she will actually, again, you'll have a PDF of questions and sitting at your altar, if you'd like, working with each of these goddesses, inviting them into your life to begin to work with them and for them to mentor with you. And then the bonuses are, the first bonus is the how to set up your sacred goddess altar. If you know, don't know how to do that, and it just kind of gives you a guide. Really fun to do and get really creative. And then bonus number two is a golden heart womb activation healing audio with light language. So you'll have this. It's about a 20-minute meditation to help you to get in touch with and to begin to flow the energy from your womb and your heart, who need to work together in tandem. And I know we hadn't talked about that yet, but it's very important that once we open our heart and we begin to live from our higher self, then the next step, as we've been talking about today, is to begin to become centered into our most powerful place, our womb, but then also the womb begins to work with the heart. And so we run a golden figure eight in the channel between the womb and the heart to begin for those two to work in sync and alignment and communication to bring you into that most powerful centered point of your womb. And then bonus number three, I'm real excited about this bonus. I haven't offered this before, but together with Mary Magdalene, we will do a heart womb healing in the sacred circle. And then also we'll be doing a womb awakening ritual and a womb healing and clearing with Mother Mary. Or I'm sorry, we'll be doing a womb healing and clearing and then a womb blessing with Mother Mary. So I actually, on my journey, my pilgrimage last year, I have sacred waters from Lourdes, France, from Rennes-le-Bon and from the Chalice Well in Glastonbury. And so I'll be transmitting the frequency of that water in that bonus Q&A call, along with the frequency of the divine feminine frequency activation. So it's going to be a really fun and a super fun call and a super powerful call. So I'm very excited to be doing that, sharing that with you. And then, on package B, you get everything in package A, and then you get a 60-minute session with me in package B. And you can have your choice of, you know, we can do an angelic life energy transmission, which is I do a special light language to activate the seven rays attunement in your human seven chakra system of your angelic energies. Or we can do a divine feminine womb frequency activation transmission that I was recently downloaded. So you can have your choice if you want to do those two things, or if you want to do something else, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. So whatever your guides, you know, want to do, we can do for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I think that especially that live Q&A call is like, I definitely want to be there.
All right. Yay. Love to have you.
I could definitely use a womb healing and a womb blessing and anything to do with the womb.
Absolutely. Yes, please join us. I'd love to have you. That'd be awesome.
Right. Anything to do with the womb. Let's go. So, you know, there's my resistance going out the window, right?
There you go. Look how it shifted already. You're feeling much lighter and you're laughing. There you go.
Exactly. I'm just going to see. Hold on one second. Yeah, exactly. Caroline, so funny. She's like sending me kisses. So if I missed a question, I'm sorry. And if somebody wants to know how to raise your hand. I don't know. I think you press on your name, and then there's some options there for raising your hand. So Nicole asked a question. She said, I feel I have a cap on my creative flow, which may be related to womb trauma and scoliosis. I have done healing on this, yet still feel like a boiling volcano with steam escaping from the pores. Any insight? That's very creative, Nicole. Creative description.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yes, they're saying, the guides are saying there is a blockage in your spine, actually. In the lower part near the sacrum, which is going to be up under the womb. So I'm just going to, I'm seeing like a black, you know, a blockage there. So I don't know, would you like for me to send a little healing to that? Is that okay to do that? Okay.
I'm going to say yes for her. And Melissa says yes. Was this from Melissa or was this from Nicole? I thought there was, but we'll all receive it.
Okay. All right. Everybody receive it. And everybody open to receive this healing now. But we're sending it for Nicole or Melissa.
Nicole, for sure.
Nicole. Okay. So I'm sending in, I'm bringing in the violet light to begin to work with you as well, Nicole, around your aura, your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, etheric bodies of light. I think I'm going to do a little light language on this just to pinpoint this. Aka. So let me just look at now that seems to be opening up. It's split in two, that wound, and it's now opening up like a crack or a crevice for it to begin to drain off. So I'm just going to, I'm seeing light around the edges now of that wounding. So your guides are saying they'll continue to work with you to open and completely clear this wounding. Sending in the violet light. Okay, so I just saw it release and shift. Completely cleared. So let's just take a moment to express gratitude to your guides. And also to you, Nicole, for opening up and making that shift today. Beautiful. So I want you to also to begin to practice with your womb in your meditation, prayer, quiet time. Go outside and sit among the trees, sit on the ground, even lay down on the ground with your womb and your belly to Mother Earth and begin to just open up and receive the love that she has for you. Begin to receive all that healing love into your body and allow those energies, those beautiful magnetic energies to move in and through you. Move it in through the scoliosis, move it in through the skeletal system, move it in through all the cells of your body, just with the intention of receiving healing for your highest good and the highest good of everyone connected to you. And begin to relax your frame, because I feel like your frame is rather rigid. So again, that is a form of resistance. So I want you to just practice this. Again, it's no judgment. It's not judgment. It's something that's unconscious that you're doing. But now that you're conscious of it, I just want you to set the intention and through prayer to begin to work with your higher self and your highest guides and angels to help you to begin to relax your frame so you can receive the healing that you deserve. Okay, sweetie, to receive the healing and the light and the love and allow Divine Mother to come in and work with you. Okay? All right. So be it. So it is. Sending you lots of love and hugs. Amen.
Thank you. That was awesome. I received it. We all received it. So that was
absolutely, absolutely. It's for everyone. That's right.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thank you.
Welcome.
There's something that Melissa said, something about, oh gosh, goodness, Melissa, I lost it. I had it. I lost it. What was it?
So come back around.
Melissa says that she's ready to do healing womb work is what one thing that she said. And she also says something about having sacrum issues. Oh, Melissa says, can you please help me with protection from outside energy taking my chi? I'm such an empath and care so deeply about all of life. I have difficulty holding boundaries. I'm assuming keep getting attacked by ticks and low energy.
Mm-hmm. Your greatest protection, in that there really isn't a need for protection in the sense, there is a need for healthy boundaries, but your greatest protection in a sense is loving yourself, is moving into unconditional love for the self. So I would suggest, again, sitting on, you know, with your womb, sitting with yourself out in nature, find a quiet place. And again, this is something that is also, you know, it's not just necessarily yours. It's yours in the sense that you're healing it. It was coming up. Remember that whenever we have issues that come up, they're not just personal to us. This is just a setup that we came into as light workers, as empaths, that we took on these patterns, these energies to help heal them for the collective. Okay. So I want you to unhook yourself off of any judgment around this, of feeling like, oh, you know, I have these tics. Now I'm wondering, is that nervous tics or is that physical bugs? I'm wondering. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I think the energy is probably about the same. It feels like it's could be either or both, or it's just the energetic pattern. So I don't want you to be like hard on yourself or harsh on yourself around this, because I feel like you might be just a little bit. And to let yourself off the hook, sweetie. I want you to let more love to come in, and I want you to say no to others more than you say yes. As an empath, I want you to say, it's okay for you to say no, and you can say it with grace and kindness, but I really feel like that you need to start saying yes to yourself and showing up for yourself more, and just, you know, doing more for yourself, you know, playing more, making sure you're not being over responsible or giving your energy and light away to what something you don't want to do. Hope this is all resonating, but that's what I'm getting. So you're moving in the right direction, and just know that this is coming up. This is coming up and appearing in the consciousness to show you where the shadow is that wants to be integrated and healed. Okay. So just look at this from the higher self perspective, that there's no judgment. Just look from that higher perspective of the witness observer, totally in love. And I do feel like, I mean, you're healing it. I mean, you're working on it. You're healing it already. You're a powerful healer, okay? You wouldn't have had this if you weren't a powerful healer already. So just give yourself a big hug and a big kiss of love, and just know that this is going to work through. You are undoing it. I see it undoing, like it was twisted, and I see it unraveling, and you will heal this pattern.
Awesome. Good. Good, good, good. Yay. So I just want to let you know what Nicole said. You know, so Nicole said, mm-hmm. Wow, that was powerful. Thank you so much, Laura. I immediately felt the violet light and a rushing release come up my spine, out the top of my head, which is still buzzing pleasantly. I feel tingly with your suggestion to lay belly to earth and receive healing, and will definitely do that. So infinite gratitude for you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Melissa says, yes, deep and much tears around this healing. Bless you. I've been working diligently. But work on loving yourself a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that's not work. That's just loving yourself. Right?
It is. But you know, it takes courage. And I want to commend every woman on this call, because you see, we're the pioneers, ladies. We're the pioneers. We're on the leading edge here of going against the whole grain of a society that's so imbalanced of force, 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 and push, 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 and more, more, more. You're being asked to undo that. You're being asked to surrender and trust and faith of opening up that the divine has your back, which it does, but I'm not going to do that forcing and pushing anymore. I'm not going to be that way. I'm going to hold this beautiful container of receiving, of allowing, of tapping into my intuition, of tapping into beauty, of tapping into patience. You're going against the grain. Mm. You're very courageous for doing that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Absolutely. So
Thank you. And it does. It takes courage to, you know, to love yourself, to be yourself, to follow your own path, to do what's right for you, to set those boundaries. All of that takes courage. To go against what everybody else wants, you know, and demands, and tapping into you, you know, and that takes a lot of courage. Trust me. So, yay. Good job. All right. So, Laura, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You tell me what we're doing. I know there was a lot here, and you tell me what you want to do, and I go with the flow.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like we've done some processes already, which is great. So I don't feel bad if we don't do a meditation, because we've done all these different processes, which have been amazing and awesome. Even though, you know, I can never have enough. Melissa says, big yawn, and thank you for your words. They touch me deeply. I feel finally seen, and it helps me move forward in allowing the healing. Good. Awesome. Oh, my goodness. All right. So Dagny, I'm going to unmute you. So but she also wrote in. So I'm going to unmute you, and you can ask a question. Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Hi.
Hi. Yes, how are you? Yes, I am. Yes, I have a question. I have this really strange kind of phase in my life where I'm like, I kind of don't have a job, don't have money. But at the same time, there's this male person, my like family friend of my like parents' family more. Like, I've lent quite a big chunk of money to him, and it's like 10 years ago, and it's very difficult every time. I just keep asking, and he gives me just bits and pieces, and now he cannot even give me like half of it. I still need to get back, and he just tells me he can't, even though he should, because the money was invested and that property was sold, and he got back money with profit, and he just doesn't give it to me. He says, oh, he needs money. So it's just like, it's really kind of complicated situation. And why do you know where this come from? Or what's my,
well, what I'm getting is that he's in your life to show you that, number one, that you, it's a power thing about stepping into your own power and taking your own power back and not being dependent on anyone else's. Sort of, you know, because any time we get into any kind of entanglement with another relationship, you know, we're giving our power away in a sense when we can't really provide for our own needs in a sense, unless we're in a partnership or relationship where that's the agreement type of thing. So I really feel like he's shown your life, number one, to show you where you have a weakness in your boundaries and not stepping fully into your power. He's also showing you, you have the full potential to create that kind of money, to create that kind of abundance, because that you also have that ability within you to, you know, receive that kind of sums of money. Or he wouldn't be in your life. But the primary issue is going inside again and looking deep within about, why have I attracted this person to me? Why am I not fully stepping into my power? What's holding me back? And get really curious about that as to, why am I still feeling like I need to be dependent upon someone else to provide for my financial means? Because you're not in relationship, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, but even if I had the job, it really upsets me, because I want my money back. Like, mm-hmm. he's holding my money without any reason, basically, or he thinks he needs it more. I don't know, whatever.
So it was originally your money? It was originally
yes,
your money?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay, I misunderstood.
So that was my money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I he borrowed money from me. It was invested in like a property, and then after all these years, the property sold, he even didn't tell me, and he sold it with a profit. And now, and I'm asking that money back, because he has been giving me little chunks of it. Mm-hmm. And now half of that, the whole sum, that he doesn't give me. He says he doesn't have it, even though he's still
showing you a weakness in your boundaries around money, because it may have been that in the first place, you know, it may not have been in your best interest to give him a loan or to have given him money in the first place. See, so that's part of what you're learning, is that where are their weaknesses in my boundary about why did I give away that money or why did I lend him the money without, you know what I mean? Like you maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I am very naive. Yeah, I know. I trust everybody.
Right. And so it is about discernment and coming in discernment and knowing when to. It's also about being a matter of being grounded. So this is an example of being grounded versus not grounded in the body. If we're not fully grounded in our body and as empaths, intuitives, you know, myself included, it can be difficult to be grounded in the body and to be in that root chakra. And when we're not, sometimes we can be in a position where if we're not fully grounded, we don't make the best choice of firmly being able to see things clearly enough and making a good decision. And sometimes we may even feel pressured to, or like we have to lend somebody the money that, you know, there's this like responsibility on us, which is not really true. Like there's an obligation energy there, which is not really true. And so this is why he's showing you. He's showing you a place where you do need to strengthen your boundaries. You need to get more grounded in the body. You need to operate from not being naive, but from being discerning. When we ground, and this is interesting, I have an advanced grounding meditation that I use with women that actually grounds the womb center. It actually grounds all the sexual organs in the womb because this is also overgiving type of thing, overgiving or feeling obligated type of energy can also be part of our ancestral DNA. And so as women, we have been again conditioned and trained to have to take care of everybody else's needs and putting ourselves last. It's also part of that whole dynamic as well. And sometimes we're so conditioned, if we're not grounded, we just automatically say yes and give our light away or give our money away because we're not able to we're not grounded in the body enough to be able to say, wait a minute, let me pause and really, is this really what I want to do? You know, do I really want to help this person? Because it's a choice. It's an absolute choice that you have. But if there's a conditioning deep within that's telling you, no, give your money away, you know, and this obligation, you may not even be conscious of it. So what I'm getting is, when did this happen? This whole exchange? Well,
maybe about 10 years ago, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, so you were in a very different place then. You weren't as conscious as you are now. And so you were caught up in dynamic, in that pattern. So now what I would do is I would sit down and I would sit with yourself, you know, with your higher self, and I would get really, really clear about how you want to handle the situation. And I want you to talk with your higher self and have your higher self talk with the higher self of that person. And I want you to start to take your power back. I want you to say, okay, I gave this money to you in good faith. You're going to give it back to me. And now I'm asking for the money back and I'm standing fully in my power to receive it back. I want you to call your guides and your angels in to help you to create that money. And I want you to give him a deadline. I want you to put it in writing. I want you to send him a letter, send it certified. And then you tell him that you give him this opportunity to give it back. And if he doesn't give it back, that you're going to then take the next step, a measure, you know, get a lawyer involved or do something else. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want you to threaten. It's not like that kind of energy. Mm-hmm. I just want you to create space around out of integrity, working with integrity, that this money will come back to you. Okay.
Okay.
Talk to your higher self and see that. Let me just see if, yeah, ask for the money back. Because he's creating karma if he doesn't give it back, too. I mean, that's on him. It will come back around to him in some way. I still believe that we're still creating karma because we're still in 3D energies. So it's still possible in my mind. But you don't have to use all that lingo. But just, you know, sit down and, you know, just get really, really grounded. Okay. Think about what you're going to say. Write it out. And write the letter as if you were writing it to yourself, because in a sense, he is playing a role. He's not a bad guy. He's just playing a role, mirroring back to you, this place within you. So send lots of love, lots of light, lots of integrity, that it will be resolved and that the money will come back to you. Does that make sense? How do you feel?
Yes. Yes. I actually think it has to do with the fact that he's a male as well, for some reason. I don't know.
Yes. Yes, it does. Because again, as women, being in the energy, there's, let me just see if this is right. There's a lot of guilt as women that we can carry, that we feel, again, a responsibility for men, for males, part of the whole taking care of, you know, being the ones who've been, you know, in society, you know, we've been the ones who've been blamed for, you know, the ills of society, you know, society not fulfilling people. I mean, we've been blamed for that for thousands of years. So again, there can be some energy around guilt and obligation here. That, and there could be a belief, a hidden belief that, you know, you have to be responsible for men and you have to help take care of them to the point of giving away your own light, giving away your own money. So I would explore that a little deeper and sit with your womb and allow her to speak to you about that. And, you know, what is the underlying root cause of this?
Yeah, I just wanted to say one more thing. I kind of feel it's almost like what he feels, that he can... He feels entitled not to give it back to me because in some way he feels like maybe I should take care of him in some way. It just doesn't make any sense, but that's how I feel.
Well, anyway. Again, he's just mirroring back the belief within you.
Okay.
He's just mirroring back the relationship is mirroring back the belief within you. So that's why you have to go in and you have to examine what is the weakness, what is the belief that is creating this situation for me to feel obligated, to feel guilty, to feel like I have to give my money, that I have to take care of someone else.
Ancestral. Mm-hmm. Ancestral. I know where it comes from. But okay. I feel much better already. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That was a good question. Thank you. Yeah. Many blessings to you. Good luck with that.
Thank you, Dagny. And it was a great question because it is something that a lot of people are dealing with, issues around money, not receiving money, people holding money from them, and so on and so forth. So thank you for that.
Thanks.
Absolutely. It's all part of the purging and the purification and the cleanup.
Yeah. And so because, you know, when it comes to money and abundance and prosperity, a lot of that has to do, does it not have to do with our creative energy as well? Like, it's like people always talk about the root center. It's all about the root center. But I think it's not just about the root center. It's about the, you know, the sacral chakra center as well, because that is about our creative force, right?
Absolutely. And our sacral chakra is also about relationships, you know, mm-hmm. So it's a relationship to self, relationship to others, relationship to money, relationship to everything.
Yeah.
So that's where the entanglements are. And, you know, we look out at our world and we see the financial world being messed up, but we have to come back and inner reflect of, what does it look like on the inside of me? And can I clean up my responsibilities around money to myself and get that in order? Because that, again, is being projected out into the earth, into the world, really, you know, through our own shadow. I mean, we're not totally responsible for everything. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, again, it comes back to we are co-creators and we are co-creating everything that we see around us. So, you know, is there something for me there? It's just the question.
Yeah. So we're going to take one more last question from Maria. So Maria, I'm going to unmute you. And if you see me going away, I have to run and get the charger.
Okay.
So Maria, I'm going to unmute you. Hello? Hello. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Go ahead. Do you have a question for Laura?
Yeah, mine is almost like the same from this last caller. Mine is all family. I felt like they held an inheritance from me for many, many years, and I didn't know, but it was a family inheritance, not just mine. But I think I did the work in releasing all of that. But now I'm stepping into my new life, and I just, finances, relationships, they don't seem to move. I'm seeming to make the same circle over and over again. But I know I am doing this for the collective.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I just feel like I want to share and I want to give my offering, but I just don't seem to get my energy, my frequency high enough to take the next step to create wealth for myself. I'm raising a son who's about to go into college somewhat, you know, and he's obviously very sensitive. He's an empath, and I'm just wanting to share more of myself at this life. And I don't even know if I should look back to that inheritance because it's very, very large. And that's where it's playing into my mother's family and the lineage there, the DNA, the ancestors. Mm-hmm. It's just a big, huge inheritance. And I don't know whether I should just leave it or deal with it because it'll propel me into my new life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard one.
It is. I do see a gap, a separation between the money over here and you're over here. And I do see this gap kind of here, this space. How is it impacting you as far as your ability to be totally yourself, to show up totally for yourself? You know, do you feel like that's holding you back in some way?
Well, I did a lot of work around that. Mm-hmm. I felt like I'm like most women. We grow up thinking that we're here to care for everyone, and that right. me for a large most of my life until about 5 years ago, that's all I did. My dad passed, and I had a huge awakening mm-hmm. that wasn't true. That wasn't my path. But it's still like I'm in the West Side. They're back East. And I don't see them, and they don't reach out to me. So that led me to believe like they don't want me there. They made it very clear when my father passed that they don't want me there with them. They want me to just pursue my own life.
Okay, so there, right? That's okay. There's your answer. Part of the answer is for you to completely forgive what happened.
Yes, and that's what I'm working on.
Completely yeah. forgive what happened, bring the violet flame in, work with the violet flame to completely let go of all the cords and entanglements to mm-hmm. that situation of money. Completely let it go. You got to completely let it go.
How do I do that? I've been working on that for years, and I just like right now I'm at a really heart-centered space. I felt right. like I reached it, but from what you're telling me right now, I still have more work to do. And that's,
No, that's not what I'm going to say. What I'm going to say is the answer is you've got to step 100% into what you're here to do.
Okay.
That's what the guides are telling me. No, so what you do is you say, that's the past. I let it go. And this is where it's not easy necessarily for us to be in this position. I get it. But you're on the bridge.
Yeah.
Step off that. Okay. Step over that bridge. And I want you to really step over that bridge. And I want you to really align with your higher self. Bring your divine mind, your high heart, your womb center. Bring everything to alignment with your team. I am ready, willing, and able to do the work that I came here to do right now. And I'm bringing 100% of my energy into that, aligning with that right now.
Now.
And make that your priority.
Okay. And now,
your son, I know your son, you know, is going and everything, but you feel pretty good about that, you know, and you feel like you're in a really good space, and that as he goes forward into some independence, then it's going to free up space for you to really jump in there and claim it. Now, you got to really jump in there and claim it, and you got to give yourself permission. You have full authority to do it. I mean, this is where the goddess comes in. This is where you call on Kali. You call on her and you say, I am ready for that new beginning, Kali. Help me do it.
Okay. And do you have any indication as what it is? Because I feel like it could be everything. Like, I feel like I could do anything right now, but I just need to.
I get it. And that's the thing. Like, sometimes when we think we can do anything, you know, perhaps, you know, having a personal session with Laura would help, you know, so that you can go deeper into it, right? Because even today, like, if you were to ask her, what should I do? She's not going to be able to tell you, right? Because she would have to go deeper into your records and so on, you know, to get a good answer. But I would always say, follow what lights you up, you know, what excites you, what are you passionate about, you know?
Dance. I love to dance. I love to sing and cook and be present, just community. It's just, it is that. That feminine role, my great-grandmothers played it well. My great-grandmother was beyond her time. Let me just say that. And she
ahead of her time?
Ahead, way ahead of her time. She sent forth all of her family to this country by just collaborating with her husband, but collaborating in a larger sense with her community and her on every continent. And they were able to spread us throughout the world. And here I am through all of this, and I'm in the west side of America, nannying, and I just know that there's something more for me to do.
So maybe
I already have the
Go ahead, Laura. I was going to say something, but you go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm already getting the answer for you, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're here to anchor that divine feminine frequency. Okay. Yeah. But now how you do it individually, and you know, we would, you know, need to do a session, and we can open your records and we can explore that some more, like Alara said, but that's what you're here to do.
Yes, I know. I know that now fully. And
good. That's awesome.
Forgiven. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you, Maria.
Take good care. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
And so I got my charger, so we're good now.
All right. Yay.
So I had to run upstairs because I was calling my mom, right, on my phone, calling, no answer. I was like, where did she go? Where did they go? I don't hear them anywhere. Like, what happened? And I had to go, I actually had to run upstairs, and it's like, Mom, like, where's your phone? She goes, I don't know. I think it's in my purse. Is it off? Maybe. Talk about relationships. Is everything okay? It's like, yes, I just needed my charger.
And Laren, I also wanted to just make an additional comment and an adjunct to the comment I made earlier about all the women who are so brave and showing up, but also to the men who are supporting the women to show up, because they have an important role as well to, you know, they may be the ones who are the breadwinners, you know, or holding down the jobs or holding the structure, because it's the masculine who creates the structure for the feminine to flow through.
Oh, absolutely. So absolutely.
I want to make sure that we also celebrate the men who are showing up as well, and for their bravery, you know, and to being here to help anchor with the women. So it takes a community. It's a team effort, and it takes a community of us coming together and, you know, to make this happen. And it is happening.
And that's the thing. We can't do it alone. And so, you know, when Maria was talking about her grandmother and so on and so forth, and talking about collaborating, well, it's time for all of us to collaborate together, right? Yeah. Laura, you said originally there's no competition. There's no competition. This is about collaborating together, working together to create something more, right?
Exactly.
To bring more peace and ease, and to anchor that divine feminine more fully. Obviously I'm also anchoring. We are all anchoring the divine feminine in everything that we do. Every time we do anything from our power, from our heart space, from our sacral chakra, which I know I've ignored forever, but still, you know, it's there, right? But anytime we're doing something that is right for us, that feels good for us, we are. Every time we're being intuitive, every time we're listening to those nudges and hints, you know, when you got the hint today, Maria, of, okay, I have to be on the call. I just happened to see it. Okay, I'm going to go on. That is listening to that voice within you, right? So we are all doing it, and we can all do it more.
We can all do it more, and it's, you know, the cool thing about it is it's simple. You know, it's simple. This really is simplistic. It's just our ego and our mind that makes it complicated. But just sitting and listening to our womb and just saying, hey, I'm listening. I'm here. I want to hear your voice of wisdom, you know, your voice of courage, your voice of beauty and love. And just beginning to open up to receive that, and your womb will begin to communicate with you. And for those that are struggling with groundedness, you know, working with your body diva is very important, because our bodies are not the same consciousness as our spirit, you know, and they have to work together and align together, and is an adjustment. So, you know, work on that as well.
Yeah. And, you know, I know we didn't cover everything that we were going to cover today, but this was just so much fun, right? And just, you know, and for me, it's like, you know, kind of like a little crack, you know, opening up a little crack, right? And the next time we're going to open up another larger crack, you know, and so on and so forth. So the more light can flow into my womb, and I'm saying me personally, because I have an issue, right? So, but all of you, right? A little crack and then another little crack and another little crack so that we can finally be, because if we are repressing any part of ourselves, holding back any part of ourselves, not sharing any part of ourselves, we're not fully here.
Right.
We're not fully embodying our greatness, and it's not just about the divine feminine, us. We're not fully embodying ourselves here. Okay. Right. So, and I just got that now during this conversation, you know, it's like, oh my God, you know, so it's like, okay. I thought I was doing really good. It's like, oh my God, now I do have to, you know, I have to do that work for myself, right?
Well, yeah, and we all are doing it together. I mean, all of us, no matter where we are on the journey, we're all doing it. We're all doing our work in our own divine timing, and you know, it's just time, and it's beautiful, and you know, we're anchoring the divine feminine so that we can then move into the, you know, our divine masculine, and then coming back into wholeness, and you know, reaching those higher states of bliss and joy. And the womb can bring us into that joy. The womb can bring us into oneness, into that oneness consciousness. Whether you have a partner or not, you know, you've got feminine energy and you've got masculine energy inside of you and your unique soul spark and blueprint. Mm-hmm. And so as you do the shadow work, as you move into releasing, you know, these ingrained conditioned patterns, then you're bringing back the blueprint that's living in your womb that wants to engage and wants to take you on this beautiful, adventurous journey of being your best self, you like to say, or into your greatest, you know, life that you're here. So it's, you know, they're showing me a beautiful rainbow. You know, we're on the path, everyone. We're all holding hands. We're all going together. You know, we're not alone, and we're all holding hands, and together we're going to get there. And I see, you know, us helping bring people forward, and other people ahead of us are bringing us forward in this beautiful circle and community of a beautiful spiral. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just going to continue to get grow and grow and grow across the planet to where we're going to look back on this one day. We're going to be like, wow, you know, what happened? Oh my gosh. What is I really living in fear? Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is anymore. You know, it's like, yeah. What was that?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. It's like, even, you know, it's time for us to stop living in the shadows, stop living in that fear, and time for us to shine. It's time for us to step up. It's time for us to even acknowledge the divine feminine that we truly are, right? Are you even acknowledging that? And, you know, and from that creative force, anything is possible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anything is possible. And that's, you know, I mean, there's nothing that's impossible for that power, that divine force, that divine feminine force, especially, that is the creatrix of the universe, okay? And that creative energy is what creates planets, universes, multiverses, everything. Mm-hmm. And so everything. So, you know, it's like we can do so much more now, recognizing and acknowledging that that power is also within us, and we can bring more of it fully into our being and our lives and the planet. So I'm so glad we had this conversation today, I have to say.
Me too. And as you were speaking, I was seeing a beautiful rose blooming inside of your energy field. So it's the blossoming of the rose, the blossoming of the goddess, right? The rose is the symbol of the goddess. Mm-hmm. And absolutely. She is here, and she is being unveiled as we speak, and being unveiled within each, every human on this planet, within even nature. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it is the creative energetic force. It is the creative energy.
Yeah.
And so, wow, what a wonderful, wonderful show today. Thank you for having me. I've had so much fun, and it's been a
too.
Wonderful experience.
It's been amazing. And I know, you know, you're going to have to come back, because we didn't cover everything we were going to talk about, right? So you're going to have to come back.
I would love to. I would love to. Thank you. I would love to come back. And I so enjoyed your audience and the community and everyone.
And I have to say, you know, like for those of you who are just like starting to open up the crack or starting to just dive into this a little bit, like, you know, do you just want to have a peek, you know, get Package A. It has all sorts of wonderful information and MP3s and PDFs and, you know, the invitation to create your own goddess altar, right? And yes. If you want, you know, further assistance and support, get Package B, and you can get a session with Laura and go really further into you know, whatever's going on with you. Like, there's two different, you know, processes per se, but, you know, when you have a personal session with somebody, it's always based on what's happening in that moment and whatever's coming through as well, right? It's not specific to anything. So please do take advantage of those. And there are two payment options available for those as well. And they are at alara.at/show/Laura. And I want to thank all of you so much for being here with us today, asking your questions, being vulnerable, right? And sharing your feedback as well. So I so appreciate you all. And, you know, this has been not difficult for me per se, but it's like I kept getting, you know, little nudges. It's like, yeah, it's time. It's time to look at that stuff and time to heal it a little bit more, because I've done a lot of work, but there's still some stuff there. And time to quit avoiding. You know, it's like, it's time now. So it's like, woohoo. So I'm warning you all. Who knows what's going to happen now, right? So thank you, Laura.
Thank you for your bravery, your courage, and your honesty and authenticity. It's very refreshing.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, I was just going to ask you if you had any other wise words of wisdom, but it's like we didn't talk about the Sophia goddess at all. Does she have a message for us?
Let me check in and see if she does. Oh, dear ones, you are so brave and courageous. And as we are here listening to you, we are with you, holding you in this sacred space of love, love behind your human comprehension that you are just now beginning to tap into, beloved one. Begin to just open your hearts, open your bodies, open your minds, open your hands to receive some of this love right now. See it as showering down upon you, coming down like manna, golden manna from heaven, receiving the abundance coming into every cell of your body and every space in between. Now, moving you into the next strand of your DNA, opening up those crystalline light codes of your diamond light body of the Christos Sophia, for which is your original divine human blueprint that is your birthright to return to. And know that from this beautiful sovereign space as a co-creator with the heavens, that you are here to co-create beauty, to co-create your heart's desires, to bring forth those new creations that are going to support the earth and all of life in perfect harmony, in respect, in a new way of being that you have never experienced before, dear one. And know that you are fully, fully supported 100% by your angels, by your guides, by your higher self, and your oversoul teams of light. You cannot fail. You can only move forward into more light, into more love, into more joy and abundance. From this point forward, there is no going back. That has been done. It's only moving forward. And so with each and every moment of your precious life, invite us to come in to help you, to support you, to guide you into living into every moment more joy, more unconditional love, more beauty, more grace, more passion and fulfillment that you seek deep within you. This is where you'll find your joy, tapping into those beautiful waters, those waters flowing out from the cosmic grandmother womb of Mother. She has always been there for you. She has never left you. You are not separate from her. You are totally connected to her. So tap into her loving arms now and receive her nurturing grace, her love. Just open your heart. Unlock the door and allow the grace to flow in. So be it, so it is, this or something greater. Amen.
Amen.
Whew. Wow. Well, that was a big connection there. Alara, wow.
Thank you. Yeah, amazing. You know what? And I thought after I asked you for it, it's like, oh my God, I'm putting her on the spot.
No, not at all. It was totally in alignment. We're working together. And, you know, gosh, it was just amazing. Wow. I'm going to have to come to Austria and see you now.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Wherever you are.
Well, right now I'm visiting in Canada. So for 3 weeks, I'm here in Canada for the month of May, right? Visiting my kids and my parents and family.
Oh, beautiful.
Then I go back to Austria.
Okay.
Yeah. Whew. But my goodness, I'm going to Boston for the our long weekend. So I don't know where you are in the world, in the U.S.
I'm in Atlanta, oh. So I'm a little further south.
I know. I'm always like, I don't know where anybody is anymore. But I'm going to be in Boston for the weekend.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I love Boston. I love Boston.
Yeah. So wow, it's still flowing, right? All that beautiful energy is still flowing, and please continue to receive. You know.
Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah, it's not going to just stop after this call, so please.
No, it won't. No, everybody, just continue to enjoy it. Allow it to integrate, to work with you, to guide you, to love you, to nurture you, and just bathe yourself in it and be gentle and kind. Just remember to be gentle and kind with yourself the most, okay?
Yeah. Exactly. Be gentle, be kind, be nurturing, and, you know, drink lots of water. And if you can, you know, like Laura had mentioned, you know, lie on Mother Earth, you know, with your belly down, lie on Mother Earth. You're not going to catch me doing that, but okay. You know, you guys, some of you can. I'll be honest. There's something that I'm going to do, something that I won't do. So that you can do that if you are so inclined. Cause you know, that's that vulnerability, right?
Absolutely.
Up. That,
yes.
A little bit of that resistance is coming up. So yeah, that's too much. Right.
Just walk barefoot on the earth, or go hug a tree, or go sit below a tree, or do sit by a river or a stream, and just begin to connect with the trees and nature and feel the light. Connect with an animal. Connect with a pet.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the same. All of that works.
Exactly. That's all the Divine Mother energy, okay?
Yes.
That's all the Divine Feminine energy. So
yes,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness, what was I going to say? Yeah, please, you know, like, If this touches you in any way, if this resonates with you, if you're getting any little tingles, or even if that resistance is coming up, say, you know what? No, enough of that resistance. No, I'm not going to hold myself back anymore. So please do take a look at the packages, because I think that it will really help you to move forward a little bit more. I'm like, why didn't I have Laura on before? Because this is definitely something I need. So why didn't I have her on before? Oh my goodness. You know,
it's all like perfect and divine timing. And I will share with anybody considering the package with me that I work in a very unconditional, loving, gentle space. I'm a gentle person, and I highly respect people's energy. And I will be very gentle with you in energies. You know, the energies are always working in the integrity of the Akashic records and the highest realms of light. So
awesome. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, thank
absolutely.
You. All right, everyone. Whew, and go back and watch this again or listen to this again, because there was just so much, you know, not just wisdom, but so many different processes that Laura brought forward and brought through, as well as these beautiful energies, these divine feminine energies that are going to work with you. I'm still feeling them. I can like feel them pulsing through me, you know? So it's like, oh my goodness. It's like, wow. So I'm excited. I'm excited for just what even this call is bringing forward, you know, and changing for everybody that's going to watch or listen now or later. You know, I'm so excited for all of you. So thank you. Thank you again, Laura,
thank you
so much.
Thank you so much. It was an honor and a privilege. I so enjoyed it. And thank you so much. Sending much love out to everyone today. Thank you so much for your love, your support, and for showing up in this world with your beauty and your grace and your superpowers.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.